Welcome to the Live Well, Live Long, Stay Well, Stay Strong in Isolation program. It's Bernie, Kim and Vicky with you this week as we explore topics to support your health and well-being through the COVID-19 pandemic. This time we will be looking at cancer screening programs. Let's start by talking about the importance of preventative health. Almost half of all Australians have health conditions that can be prevented by making healthy choices. An example of a health condition is cancer. There are a number of choices you can make each day to help reduce your risk of cancer. Maintain a healthy weight. Aim for 30 to 60 minutes of moderate physical activity each day. Eat a healthy diet. Limit your intake of red and processed meats. And avoid or limit alcohol. If you are a smoker, you can phone the Quit Line on 13 Quit to start taking control of your health today. There is one other important thing you can do to reduce your risk of cancer, and that is to get yourself checked. You can do this easily by participating in the three free national screening programs: Breast Screen Australia, the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program, and the National Cervical Screening Program. Cancer screening helps protect your health through early detection. Simple screening tests look for changes before any symptoms emerge. If cancer is detected early, treatment is generally easier and more successful. Early detection is the key to surviving breast cancer. Breast cancer is the most common cancer diagnosed in Tasmanian women, and one in seven women will be diagnosed with breast cancer before the age of 85. Breast Screen Tasmania provides a free screening mammogram to all women over 40 with no breast symptoms. Women aged 50 to 74 are particularly encouraged to participate. It is recommended that you have a screening mammogram every 2 years. Breast Screen Tasmania operates clinics in Hobart and Launceston and has two fully equipped mobile units that service 30 locations across the state to support women living in rural and regional areas. Over 34,000 women per year visit Breast Screen Tasmania. All Breast Screen clinics are currently open, including our mobile screening units. We have introduced social distancing and additional infection control measures to continue to offer a safe and reliable service to Tasmanian women. So, if you are due for your next mammogram, don't delay. Call 13 20 50 today. In between screening mammograms, it's important to be breast aware. This means being familiar with how your breasts normally look and feel. Most breast changes are not due to cancer, but you should see your doctor if you find a breast change that is unusual for you. Changes to look out for include a new lump or lumpiness, size or shape of your breast, skin texture or colour, nipple changes, and unusual pain that does not go away.
While we are talking women's health, did you know that in Tasmania, over 40% of women are not up to date with their cervical screening? This is bad news, as over 80% of cervical cancer cases occur in women who have never screened or who have not screened regularly. You may not have realised that previously, when you have had a Pap test, you were participating in the National Cervical Screening Program. The program has recently undergone changes, with the cervical screening test now replacing the Pap test. The cervical screening test is more accurate and occurs less often. The cervical screening test looks for a virus called human papillomavirus, or HPV. Long-term infection with HPV causes abnormal cell changes in the cervix, which can lead to cervical cancer if untreated. Cervical screening can detect HPV and the presence of any changes before cancer starts to develop. The cervical screening test is performed by your doctor and is collected the same way as a Pap test, but now only needs to be done every 5 years. All women should have a cervical screening test every 5 years from the age of 25 to the age 74. If you have not had a cervical screening test since the 1st of December 2017, you are overdue for cervical screening. Regular cervical screening is the best way to protect against cervical cancer, but it is important if you have symptoms such as abnormal pelvic pain, vaginal bleeding or discharge, you see your doctor without delay.
Finally, let's talk about bowel cancer. Did you know that bowel cancer is the second most common cancer for both men and women in Tasmania? From the age of 50, your risk of bowel cancer increases, and often there are no early warning signs. If you are aged 50 to 74, the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program will send you a free bowel screening test in the mail every 2 years. Doing your bowel screening test is easy to do at home and is the best way to prevent bowel cancer or find it early, when over 90% of cases can be successfully treated. If you receive your kit, don't delay. It's as simple as poo, poke, post. If you have any symptoms, however, or notice a persistent change to your bowel habit, don't wait to receive your next kit in the mail. You should speak with your GP promptly. Symptoms may include diarrhea, constipation, seeing blood in the toilet or on the toilet paper after doing a poo, pain in your abdomen, or noticing you are feeling tired or losing weight for no reason. And remember to listen to your body for anything that is unusual for you, and to participate in cancer screening when you are invited. Screening saves lives, and early detection is your best protection. Thanks for listening to today's session. For more information about the Live Well, Live Long program, please call 6166 2350, or go to Clarence or Glenorchy City Council's websites or Facebook pages. Hobart FM, supporting our community.